Let's go to the message this morning. Got about 20 minutes, Raj. Amen. Can you click today? Here we go, buddy. Vital signs is our little series we're in. Today we're going to look at the EKG of the, say it with me, family. Last week we looked at the EKG of the economy. What I mean, what does the Bible say about the economy in the last days? What does the Bible say about the family and the state of the family in the last days? And it's rough. I even thought about preaching this message today, you know, because the crud I've been going through. It's like, why would I preach that? That's just going to be painful for me. And I thought, well, hey, it's a living example right before your very eyes of how Satan is attacking the family. Y'all listening? Yes or no? Amen? So if you need, well, I don't believe about that. Well, look at me. You listening or not? And a lot of you out here would say, hey, Pastor, I could raise my hand too and look at me. Look at what's happened in my life. You understand? All right? So, let's talk about it. And what can we do as believers in Christ? How can we look at the things we're going to talk about today and be a better person? I thank the Lord this week. There's a little girl years ago that, and I don't see her mom and dad here today, but they come every week generally. But I remember her when she was a little girl. She's probably 28 years old. And I saw her for the first time in many years. I guess she just moved back to the area, and she's down in the Punta Gorda area, and she wrote me a letter. And I got it the other day. I got it like 2 days ago. Could not believe this letter. I hadn't seen her in years and years and years and years and years. And she wrote me this letter, and she encouraged me so much with this letter about me being a great father. And she said, when I find a husband, I want him to be like you. Do you know what that did for me? I'm not trying to put myself up. I'm not. Don't get me wrong. But she thanked me for the influence that I've had over the years and being faithful. But to have a kid do that, I was in the post office, tears running down my face as I read that letter. God knows what I need, amen? He knows. Good stuff, man. But, I mean, it's amazing the influence that we can have on somebody if we'll just try to do the right thing. Say right thing with me. Right thing. Amen. Let's talk about it. I'm already getting riled up. Come on. Let's look at it. The average lifespan of all the world's great civilization is about how many years? Say it with me. Now, this is history, friend. This is history. 200 years. You look back at history, you're just going to have to trust me on it, but you can go on any computer and figure this out yourself. These nations progress through the following sequence. Let's look at it. And think about America. Bondage, first. Then spiritual faith. Then great what? Courage. Then liberty. Then abundance. Does it sound like America or what? But this is out of all nations. Uh-oh. Say that with me. Complacency. Apathy. Dependence. And then guess where you go back to? Bondage. Average lifespan of a civilization, about 200 years, a nation. Okay? One of the major contributing factors for a great civilization's demise, say it with me, is the undermining, help me now, of the dignity and sanctity of the family. And that obviously has happened. The EKG of the family. Let's check it out this morning. Romans 1. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it's written, the just shall live by what? Faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. If you want to be stupid enough, excuse me, to go down to the ocean, just think, well, that just all happened, Big Bang. If you want to look up at the stars at night and think, Big Bang. If you want to think you came from a monkey, Big Bang, whatever. That's because you're a nut, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now. Well, that's what I was taught. Well, you were taught something nutty. The Bible's not going to let you off the hook. The Bible says God gave you two eyes to go out there and look. And if you can't look in this big planet and see and other people, and now with science and DNA and all this kind of stuff, we're without excuse. You understand? That's what this says. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. Wow! Somebody big must have done all this. So that they're without what? Excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and your head will take you a place you don't want to go. And their foolish heart was what? Darkened. And professing themselves to be wise, they became what? And if you just step back and think about the nutty things that we call science today, when it's not, it's a theory. And basically, it's a religion. Because you have to have faith to believe in the crazy stuff. Are y'all hearing me, yes or no? And it's so nutty, so much of the stuff. And then they change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man. So instead of this big God, we bring God down to our level. And then we try to treat him like he's a little statue we can stick somewhere. Or go worship something, some tree or some crazy thing. Listen, into the image of corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also did what to them? Gave them up. That's that cycle. You want to have it your way? Good, you can go back to bondage again. Okay? Let government take care of you instead of me. Okay? Put your trust in that instead of me. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped the creature more than the Creator, who's blessed forever. Amen. I'll just do what feels good, what makes me happy, and forget God. Amen? Even if it means the destruction of my own family. Because I'm really what matters, right? Say. It's a mess. Keep looking. 64 years ago, let's look at something we found. In his book, Family and Civilization, Dr. Carl Zimmerman, 64 years ago. Say 64. 64. How long y'all been married, preacher? 65. So this guy wrote this book the year after y'all were married. Pretty cool. Pretty cool illustration here in the house today. Amen? Come on. So he wrote this book 64 years ago. He identified 10 symptoms of the final decay that was observable in both the Greek and Roman civilizations. So this is historical data, observable, and here's what it was. Let's look at it. The EKG of the family, the vital signs, the last days. No fault divorce. Say that with me. No fault divorce. What does that mean? Anybody can do anything they want, especially in the state of Florida and about 45 other states. Live any way you want to, do whatever you want to, and at the end of the day, you can pack it and leave it. You're not at fault. The court doesn't see you at fault whatsoever. You understand, yes or no? It's a divorce in which the dissolution of marriage requires neither a showing of wrongdoing or either party nor any evidentiary proceedings at all. Basically, you can do what you want to do. When a society gets to the place when marriage really doesn't matter and one party can just walk out anytime they want to and just do whatever they want to, and there's not going to be any guilt, any fault found, then a nation is going down the tubes. You're listening or not? Number two, meaningless marriage rights. I didn't write this. You could think I wrote it, couldn't you? Meaningless marriage rights. Vows. What do I mean? Covenant breakers. The Bible says in the last days, without natural affection. That's parents that won't care for their kids. There's no affection for their kids. They can just have them aborted, or they can let somebody just give them away. Who gives a rip about their kids? They're all concerned about themselves. But then it says this, say that word with me. Truce breakers or covenant breakers. The idea that marriage is a covenant bigger than any two people making it has been what? Lost. I did a wedding yesterday on Venice Beach. And I tried my best to explain this to them in my time that I had with them in my office. But at the end of the day, I can only do what I can do. It's between those two people. If they see this agreement between them as a covenant between them and God, it's bigger than them. Y'all understand? Yes or no? From this day forward, for better or worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. I said it yesterday to this couple. Is what? Meaningless. People enter marriage with, you know, just sort of like, whoo, I'm going to get married. You know what I'm saying? It's a covenant. Okay? It's tough preaching. This is when a civilization's in decline. And we can't wave a wand and fix this. Birth dearth. Say that with me. Birth dearth. It's a term used to describe falling fertility rates. And I got a fly, Raj. Falling fertility rates without natural affection. Kids really don't matter anymore. And having kids and having this family yesterday. I did a funeral yesterday morning as well. I had a crazy day. A funeral yesterday morning. Then college football, which is a necessity. And then I had a wedding. And then, of course, gator hunting last night. Alligator hunting. Yeah, caught two of them. Let them go. That's just a good day in Florida. Here we go. Without natural affection. Without natural affection. Birth dearth. Women must have, say it with me, two children, at least two children, for a society to replace itself. Look at the stats. Just pop them all up. Look at all the stats. All these nations. Where are we at? Boy, boy, we're just barely hanging on, aren't we, guys? Did you notice something missing on that screen? Islamic nations. They're having lots of kids. I just think that's interesting, don't you? When was this written? How many years ago? 64, and it was just a study of the failure of Greek and Roman society. Sounds familiar to us today, does it or not? Sure it does. When civilizations decline, there's increased disrespect for what? Parenthood. I cannot believe the way a lot of parents, you know, take care of their kids today. They don't have that care, that concern. They just, you know, making sure their kids, man, are absolutely loved and safe. It's crazy. And a lot of us have already grown up with that absent father. I had a father. You never hear me talk about him much because I didn't hardly know him. He was in the house, but he slept most of the time because he worked two shifts and drank and took pills. I didn't know my dad was a drug addict. In those days, they were called uppers or bennies or something like that. I didn't realize those are drugs. You know what I'm saying? So my father figures became coaches at the high school. Somebody else had to do the job. Had a kid this week come up to me on the football team just crying. He said, "His things aren't good." I said, "You having trouble at home?" He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "I know what it's like, son." I hugged him and he just cried. I told him I loved him, that you matter, son. It's not about this football game. It's about you matter to God. You matter to me. You matter to us. And you got to just tough it up and you got to go back home, buddy. You know what I'm saying? Isn't it sad? Say, having kids ain't such a good thing anymore. Abortion on demand. And if you're against abortion, you're like against a woman. You're bad. See? Because it's all about that, isn't it? Yes or no? Kids don't matter. We support Pregnancy Solutions in this church. It's a great ministry. One of the leaders of Pregnancy Solutions is a lady that runs it right out of our church here. We're absolutely committed to children coming to term and being born. Okay? That's who we are. Now, if that's not you, you pick the church that still believes the Bible. You understand? Yes or no? More than the government and more than convenience. Somebody's got to do it. Right? Professing themselves to be wise, they became what? Fools. This is decline. I want my freedom. I don't want to bring kids into this world because, you know, it's a bad world to bring kids into. It'd be better just to kill them. Not a good thought, is it? Come on, church. Help me this morning. Feel like I'm up here by myself today. Come on. Not a pleasant subject, is it? I got out of bed for this? Well, this is reality. Defamation of past national heroes. Now, this is, remember, a study of Greek and Roman culture. Despisers of those that are what? Good. In a 2005 survey, folks were polled on this statement. I would rather be a citizen in my country than any other country in the world. 75% in America said, yes, this country. Look at these other figures. Amen. I agree with them other ones. But anyway, I'm sorry. That's ugly. I wonder if that figure's lower today. They did a recent figure of those that are camping out on Wall Street. Okay? 34% equate America with Al-Qaeda. equally on the same basis as Al-Qaeda. And I don't get into all the figures. No, go on. They can watch Fox and all that mess. Here we go. Here we go. I'm just saying it's a mess, guys. It's what happens when a civilization's in decline. We're talking about the EKG of the family in the last days. Acceptance of alternative marriage forms. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use of that which is against their nature. And likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. This is what the Bible says God would do. And this is what happens when a civilization is in decline. A group for alternative marriage wrote on November 5th, 2008, Election Day. This was an exciting election, and we look forward to the promise of change. We're beyond disappointment that voters in Arizona, Arkansas, California, and Florida chose discrimination over fairness and respect for all relationships. Please join the protest and wear a boycott marriage t-shirt. You understand? And if you stand for marriage and traditional marriage, you're just out of touch, man. And you know what? You're a bigot. That's who you are. It's just a civilization in decline. Number six, widespread attitudes of narcissism and hedonism. Big old fancy words. What do they mean? Narcissism, a love of oneself concerned with self-admiration, self-centeredness, and self-regard. I love the fact yesterday at the funeral I did for Chuck's granddaddy is that he cared for his family. He made all of them feel loved and special. Now, he would whoop their tail flat out. But at the same time, after the discipline, with just in a few minutes, that'd be that love right poured back on. Amen? He's really concerned about the well-being of that family and how they grew up, not so much just with himself. It's hard being a parent and disciplining, isn't it? Say, be easier just to throw everything to the wind and forget it. For men shall be lovers of their own what? You think that's true today? Hedonism. Its pleasure is of ultimate importance. Pleasure is the only thing good for a person. Forget the rules. Forget the morality. If it makes you feel good, then why don't you just go for it? Amen? Me and my daughter had an interesting talk. This is crazy. Because of what I've been going through, my daughter says, Dad, now I feel like I've got a 15-year-old in the house. It is so funny. And she sits me down the other night, boy, she lectures me. And she says, guess where I heard this from? You! And she just wants me to always be that dad that has values. And that was a beautiful thing to hear. You know what I mean? It was funny. Anyway, Roger got a picture of us in the office the other day, didn't you? We're going at it. We're not angry at each other. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If Elise got anything from me, she can stand right up in your face and argue you down. And she'll do it to me. But she can do it with such a love and be nice to you. And wham, wham, wham. It's funny. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Hello. When this happens, a civilization's in decline. Roger, we're going to be able to finish up just the last few. Okay, buddy, quick. Anti-family sentiment, who change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who's blessed forever. Amen. Family is the fundamental building block of all civilizations. When the traditional family's under attack, a civilization is in decline. Acceptance of most forms of adultery. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, the dishonor of their own bodies between themselves. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetousness. Instead of seeing adultery as a evil thing, it's accepted and people just go after it. Adultery is a voluntary sexual intercourse between a married person and another person who's not his or her spouse. What adultery is. Studies in the U.S. have found that about 15% of women and 20-25% of men engage in adultery. This is when a civilization's in decline. This happens. Rebellious children and juvenile delinquency. It sounds like I'm reading a paper, doesn't it? The legal definition of juvenile delinquency is a person between the age of 7 and 16 who commits an act which would be a crime if that person was an adult. For rebellion is the sin, as of the sin of witchcraft. Disobedient to parents. That's the last day's passage back in Timothy chapter 3. When checking on juvenile delinquency websites, a common statement of fact kept showing up. Here it is. The most logical starting place for preventing juvenile delinquency is in the what? Family. Build strong family relationships. Signs of juvenile delinquency: stubborn, disobedient, conflict with authority, lying, fighting. When this happens, a civilization's in decline. Common acceptance of all forms of sexual perversions. Just common acceptance. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. These 10 things are indications of a what? Civilization in decline. Do I have 3 quick statements? And these were written 64 years ago, a year after y'all got married. So you've seen it, hadn't you? The EKG of the family. We'll end with a couple of statements. Today, God is no longer viewed as creator. That's a problem. And I even feel like it's a problem here at Fellowship. Why? Because you are just people that have come right from this world system. You need to know your Bible starts off like this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Say that with me. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. One more time. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. How many, you've just never been a good reader, but you could at least read the first page? Can I see your hand? Here we go. One more time. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Period. How dumb do you have to be? It's the first thing out of the gate. Amen? Yeah, come on. Praise God that He even told us that He did that for us. Amen? Come on. Prayer has been removed from our schools. Obviously, we know that's happened. I love it, though. I love this. I love going to football practice. And voluntarily, at the end of football practice, a young man gets right there. He gets in that football practice, and he huddles because he's got freedom. It's after school, and he can do this. They can all walk off the field if they want to. But he stands up and he thanks God for a good day of practice. Help us go home and have a good meal. Help us get our rest, get good fluid so we can come back out tomorrow, have a good day at school, have a good practice. And the prayer this week is so we can beat Charlotte Friday night. Amen. But isn't that great? I mean, all hope's not lost. I'm not trying to paint a horrible picture, but the reality is reality. Suits have been filed or moved under God from our pledge. This is just common language, common stuff. Displays of the Ten Commandments in public places have been outlawed. That's why we try to teach the Ten Commandments here on a video. You can get it for free. If there's some out there, get it today and go home and learn the Ten Commandments. You'll have them for the rest of your life. Christian literature has been removed from libraries as hate type of stuff. It's crazy. Christmas songs been banned from school programs. I mean, who would ever thunk it? You know what I'm saying? Winter break, spring break's been replaced with Christmas. You know, have replaced Christmas and Easter. That's where we live. God is being what? That's the EKG of the family, and I got to quit. Amen? There's 3 things. Do you have those points right there? What are they? Tell them to me. 3 things. Pop them up. What should I do? Turn away from a form of godliness, and get the real thing. Turn away from just a form of something and get the real thing. Second point. Know that you'll suffer persecution and be ridiculed for standing for Jesus Christ. Some of you might in the room today already be upset with me. I ain't come back at Fellowship Church. That guy, he's just crazy. Well, good. You hear me? Yes or no? Doesn't bother me. I don't care. I've been hurt, buddy. You understand? The family matters. All right? My mother was murdered, okay, by a man who didn't care for the family and care for my mother. And things I've gone through recently. All right, so me backing up on the family ain't happening. I'm just going to get probably uglier, to be honest with you. Okay? And stand for the family. It's important. Somebody needs to do it. Don't you agree? Say. Let's be a church like that, that stands for the family. Absolutely. You know? We're not looking for perfect people. We don't have any. Okay? If you've been through divorce, if you've been through struggle, how about you be the one? How about you be the one that's going to now stand for Christ and take a banner and hold it high and be a person of faith and honor? Amen? How about you be the one that's going to love your kids and stand tall? Amen? Say. We welcome you to join us. Let God's Word be your absolute guide. You know? I'm not saying we can turn it all around. I don't have any clue. It sounds like the math is in, guys. The study's been done, and it looks like we're on that wheel, doesn't it say? It looks like we're right there at the last cog on that wheel. Watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. Let's stand together. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. Father, thank you for somebody that took the time to do the history and do the math on former civilizations and their decline. Thank you that we could compare that with Scripture. Thank you at the same time we could compare that with who we are and where we are today as a nation. I pray right here in little old Inglewood, Florida, that the folks here at Fellowship Church would believe that you're Creator. We would believe that your word is absolute truth. That we would not be fools in trying to change your word to fit our lifestyle. I pray we'd come under your authority and we'd do the right thing. I pray some of us who've endured pain and hardship and difficulty, I pray, God, you'll give us the strength to not turn away from you, but to turn to you and to be stronger than ever, knowing that you have never failed us, you've never fled, you've never forsaken us. Help us to not do that to you. Help us to be strong like you've been strong for us, God. Encourage our families. Strengthen our families. Certainly in this country, but I pray for it for our town, for our community, God. I pray for it for our church here. Pray that we'll be a church that has families that are getting stronger. And I know it's not just going to happen, Father. We know we've got to have the heart to want it to happen. So I pray you'll touch our hearts. I pray for families right now in this room. One or the other's committing adultery, stepping out. God, I pray your judgment on them. I pray somebody thinking about doing such a thing will be warned from this message in their head, their heart. I pray they'd repent of such things. I pray for marriages that are struggling. I pray you'd strengthen them, especially if they've been able to hear this kind of message today, God. Pray, as Ephesians says, that they would humble themselves and submit themselves to one another in the fear of God. I pray for that. Help us, God, we pray. In Jesus' name.